Okay, we begin now. I would like to answer a question that Rune has posed by email. For that, I will share the application. And I will open Venseam. I will open Venseam. Oops, what did I do? Wait a moment. I think I make a mistake. Let me say it again. Share application, entire screen, share. Yes. As to Venseam, I have a little issue now. Oops, no, I was a mistake here. Venseam, this here. Yes. Let me open the file and explain what Rune asked. Okay, so Rune's observation is the following. He sees that we have one parameter for delays where we have three before, and that this parameter is the sum of the three parameters for the three delayed processes in the model where we actually included all the stocks. So the question is, what is actually happening here? Because you could have different single delay times here. So if we now open the model that shows the three stocks, this one. Then, what are the times for this here? We see that here simplest by clicking synthesis. And we see we had 15, 15, 15. So three equal times, and the sum is indeed 45. But what happened if I change some of them and I still keep the sum 45? And that's basically what Rune is asking. And you will see it does make a difference. So let me put here, instead of 15, 10, and here I can put 20, the sum is still 45. So I put here 10, and here I put 20. Well, actually, it is not easy to see. I have to compare. So let me do the following. I simulate again with 15. I still have 15. 15 here. I have 15 here. And I have 15 here. What happens when I use SynthesIM is I can change that for the simulation, even if they have another values here. But I am going to run the files experiment. And let me check what I have in the graph. Control panel, graph, dissemination, modify. Yes. I am showing here, I am comparing the base simulation with the experiment simulation. Okay? So now I take SynthesIM and I am going to change the values here so that the sum is 45. But with different values here. So I put here, for instance, 10. I haven't finished. I put here, say, also 10. And here I put 25. The psalm is still 45. And you see, it's a bit different, but it is not exactly the same. When I use the function delay 3, then I do get the red line, the one that corresponds to equal times. But you see that they are not so big changes, even if you change the others a bit. There are changes, but only a bit. Does it matter? It could matter a little bit. So you could say that the delay 3 function has some pros and some cons. Among the pros, the advantages is it simplifies the calculation, because instead of all the structures here, you just connect this and this, the input, the incoming incident rate, with the output, and with the sum of the time delays, and a function. So that makes it simpler. The disadvantage is that it treats all the times as if they were equal, and maybe they are a little bit different. So it is approximately correct when the times are different, but not exactly correct. Stop sharing. Did you find this explanation useful? Okay, good. Then I would like to briefly show you the simulation model that Sim Ying-Xiang developed in her thesis, so that you get a little bit of an idea as to that. I am not going too much in the detail, just that to get an idea as to such simulation model. And for that, I will share the application. When you have models that you want to simulate in different scenarios, then you create a user interface. VenSim allows you to create the user interface. And what you are seeing now is the control screen. You see here in the bottom, that is one of the many views of the model. You can create views with here and give them names and add as many views as you like and have different views of the simulation. In this case, what you have here is a way of determining the parameters of the model. And by that is the following. In principle, the model, let's have some other view here. For instance, the work processes view, where you see traditional work processes that are developed to immature new work processes, then mature to finally mature work processes. Or look the knowledge one, where you have the transition from traditional knowledge to immature new knowledge that gradually matures to mature new knowledge, and so on. They are the things that you have seen before, and you have the vulnerability. It's calculated from different issues here. You have the incidence, and so on, and so on, and so on. This is all calculated from the risk. Let me see where is the risk here. I think it's basically expressed not as risk, but as vulnerability. Then you have security culture, security gaps, employees, different kinds of employees, all kinds of things you have there. So these are different views, and you can look at them by clicking on this here. Going back to the control screen, then the values of the parameters that are in the simulation model can be now overrun, can be changed when we set the simulation. And for this, you see here the Clink Sim setup, simulation setup. If you click on that, then these are the parameters of the simulation that you can change. Scenario parameters, metrics and indicators, policy parameters, and so on. So if you click on this, this has some value, you can change it. This current scenario, this can be changed, and so on. Of course, you have to understand what these parameters mean, and so on. If you click on this, click and graph, I don't know why it's not working, metrics and indicator. Perhaps it means I should go to the next two screens to see that. I am a little bit unsure as to what happened now. But never mind, I am not going to spend too much time here with the model. I can put it in Blackboard, you can explore that too and so on. But in principle, you have metrics and indicators that, and you can decide which one to show. And then you can simulate. And then you can click on the output screens. And then you get curves for the work processes, for the technology know-how, for knowledge, for incidents occurring, and so on, the severity, the frequency, total incidents, and so on. You can have comparative graphs about the different kinds of knowledge, and so on. All this is computed, and so on, and so on, and so on. So this is the model. As you can see, it has a lot of details. That's also the model that Tony Andreasen is using as a point of departure. So she's adjusting the parameters, changing some of the stocks, the names, so they are no longer related to offshore, they are related to network-based defense, and so on and so on. So in her case, she is not developing the whole model, but rather adapting, making some changes in Ying's model and so on. And that's also a kind of thing that could be interesting maybe for some of you, if you want to conduct a master thesis where some of the models can be adapted. Then I have many models about CSERTs, about transition to new technology, about the economics of and align. Incentives and so on to information security, a lot of things. So in most cases, you could use a simulation model and adapt it for your purposes, or we could stay at the level of archetypes and so on. Okay? So with that, I'll stop sharing and go back to the next thing. Any questions? Okay, then I share a file, and that's now about maturity models. Maturity models for security. Maturity models for security management. Which, that's an issue and where I am working a lot because we have a big project, Horizon 2020, worth about 50 million crowns, no more. It's about 50 million crowns, whereas my institution has about 9 million crowns in participation. We have 4 universities, 2 non-governmental organizations, and 7 cities that are working on resilience using maturity models and simulation models. I am not showing anything of that project here, but I will stay at a lower level just to give an introduction to maturity models and security from my perspective and also show you some simulation models and group model building's role in that. Okay, so I will introduce maturity models. I am going to propose a maturity model for security express a system dynamic model. It is a proposal which I will defend, arguing for that, but it hasn't been tested in reality. But I will then explain how a similar model was developed using group model building and applied to the situation of environmental management. And here is another suggestion for a possible master thesis if you are interested in adapting the simulation model that was created for environmental management for security, which I think is possible. Then I will give you more references, which I think is a very exciting topic, maturity models. They have become tremendously popular and more of them are being used. So maturity models are started from quality improvement. And they started in parallel with two works that had a tremendous impact. There was a book by Crosby, Quality is Free, The Art of Making Quality Certain, and an article in Harvard Business Review from Nolan, Managing the Crisis in Data Processing. What maturity models do is to describe improvement process along a number of defined stages. They are defined with their indicators, with policies to be taken to advance maturity and other things, as we will see in detail. They became very popular with a capability maturity model that was developed at the Software Engineering Institute of the Carnegie Mellon University starting 1988. That model was extended from software development to all kinds of issues in a company. And today it has been outsourced to a company, the CMMI Institute, that is owned by Carnegie Mellon and the Software Engineering Institute. And this extended model is known as the Capability Maturity Model Integration. And I recommend you to have a look at this webpage. The Capability Maturity Model Integration defines five levels of maturity for an organization. Initial, where the processes are unpredictable, poorly controlled and reactive. To manage, where the processes are characterized for projects and are often still reactive. Define, where you are transferring to becoming more and more proactive. Quantitatively manages, whether they are measured and controlled, that you have the importance of metrics. But still, we are at a level that is generic. It could be about any kind of processes in a company. And then finally, optimizing, where the company has achieved a culture of process improvement and is continuously improving. You can apply that to security, to software development, you name it, and so on and so on. So, in principle, the capability maturity model integration is off the shelf. So, that has a number of routines and so on, and what you have to do is adapt that for your organization. I think it's fine in many respects, but I see a certain weakness in it, in that it is still pretty much of a theory. They, of course, argue this is being applied in all kinds of organizations successfully and so on, but be a little bit careful with what people do. If an organization has bought something for 30 million crowns, then they will not tell you afterwards, we were idiots and we selected something that is shit. So you have to be very, very, very critical as to how people justify what they have done. So the proof of the pudding is in the eating. How do you prove that? And that's why I see in system dynamics model a possibility to increase the ability of validating maturity model, or validating, for that matter, other things that you are doing in your organization, simply because they force you to express your holistic model, your complete model of the process, and connect causes and effects and simulate it, comparing with reality, improve the model if there are differences with reality, and so on and so on. So in this way, your mental models are becoming better and better, and they are mental models that benefit from the mental models of all the others that contribute, because the system dynamic model puts everything together to a whole. Okay, so let's go to the proposed model. Actually, I forgot I have another slide before. First of all, there are two different kinds of maturity models. One falls in the category of life cycle maturity models, where you want to transition your organization to a fully mature stage across a number of levels or stages where you are conducting improvement and learning. Then you have the potential performance perspective maturity models, where you define a number of gradually more mature stages. They show the potential, but also the costs. And then you can decide how far you want to go for the time being based on cost-benefit analysis. So even if you see 5 or 6 stages, you may decide, okay, we go until stage 3, because stage 4 and so on at the moment is not, the cost benefit is too low or whatever, or we don't have the resources or whatever. In terms of application domains, in a very good article by Wendler, which I think I have uploaded to Blackboard, I have to check that, he has analyzed the maturity of maturity models. So how mature are they? How well are they used? How well are they proven and validated? And about the things he did was to find where, in which domains they are applied. And he found, of course, most in software development because they started there. But then in many, many others in disciplines, when he published his review, he called it a systematic mapping study, in 2012, he had looked at all the literature until 2010, and by then he had identified something like 22 different application domains. I have myself looked at the literature since 2010 and have found 4 or 5 more domains. One of them is environmental management, in the sense of how companies should become greener and greener, reduce pollution, be more ecological, and so on and so on. So, yes, here is the work by Wendler, The Maturity of Maturity Model Research, a Systematic Mapping Study, in the journal Information and Software Technology. And one of his conclusions, he looked at different aspects. One of his conclusions was most of the maturity models that are proposed and used, they are actually not validated. Validated meaning seeing how good they are. Are they really leading to advantages? Is really quality improving and so on? So there are a lot of proposals and the models developed and used, but only a minority of them are really checked for what they are worth. So what I am going to do now, first I will propose a model for security, information security, based on experiences that I know from other studies. And then I will go to a study where really validated. And that could be, as I said, could be a project, a master project, if some of you is interested. And the rationale for proposing that is the analogy with a study that was done at Technion. Technion is the Faculty of Technology of the University of Navarra, and that is in the Basque Country in Spain, in the city of San Sebastian, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe. Technion is a partner for my university. We have been connected by Erasmus since 2000. And we have had many joint projects, European projects, and so on. One of the projects I explained before, that was the project that led to the incident response model with Finulas Ben. He was a PhD student there in Spain, co-supervised by Professor Saregui and by me. Okay. So the model that I am going to argue for information security, consists of 6 stages. The first 3 stages are reactive. Stage 4 is preventive. And 5 and 6 are proactive. And I call them identifying requirements, responsibility, assignment, and training, systematization, synergy of the company mission and security. That is, security should be now adding value to the company because its products and services are better. This will lead to increasing production of secure products and services, and at the end, the company will be leading. It will be a benchmark for companies that are secure and that combine what they are doing with extreme security and are making money because the security is so well integrated in their products and services. So that's the idea. How do we achieve that? So here's the proposal. I don't know if you can see this slide. It's a little bit small in my screen. I don't know if I can make this bigger. Yes, I think it should be possible. Let me see. Yes. It's possible. So I am going to increase that. So in this stage, the company basically is comparing its security level with some target, and it's gradually implementing controls. So as to, I think I have a mistake here, implemented controls should increase the security level, and that should reduce the security gap. So I will correct that. It is still a balancing loop of control implementation, but I make a mistake here in having a minus and there a plus. So you see, even professors can make mistakes. I humbly ask for you, excuse me, for being not accurate enough. So in this process, in this year, the company plans to close the security gap by implementing the required controls. Okay? That is a causal loop diagram for the first stage. In the second stage, the company will launch the information security management system, which will assign responsibilities and will implement staff training. Let me show the causal loop diagram in bigger detail. So the new loops are in blue. In the orange was in the first stage. In the second stage, you will see that the needed management tasks are identified and implemented. It takes time to do so. They will be assigned to the different employees that will take to do that, and that will increase their security level. I see a lot of mistakes here, and I will explain why the mistakes in their polarities and the minus signs and so on. That is because I translated the model done by Marta, which I will explain later, environmental management, changing the names, but I forgot to have a close look at the polarities. Still, I am sure that the polarities will be corrected and the same things will come close together. But forget now about the plus and minus signs. Concentrate on the loops. We have a balancing loop of implementing the information security management system so as to work to close the security gap. We have another loop as to the staff training that will also have to close the security gap by assisting the controls. And then you have the assigned management tax, which also is another loop. One is related to the information security management system, another is related to staff training, another is about assigning the best responsibilities. So all of them should work to help close the security gap. Okay? Next slide. We come now to the third stage. We are now in the second, responsibility assignment and training. Okay? Yes, I will increase the screen again. Okay, moment. So, in order for the controls to work well, they need to be well managed, so the tasks related to that need to be increased and defined and increased. So, this loop will continue to assign management tasks. Wait a moment. No, that is security responsibilities, ISMS. I am a little bit defeated now because I see there is something here that doesn't quite fit. Let me see. This goes here, but this goes here. This here goes here, this one. Another one is this. Oh yes, I see now. We have two loops here. We have this loop here. And we have this one. You see? And the whole, the outer one. Oh, oh, sorry, no mouse pointer. Yes, I see the problem. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, once more. We have several loops here. We have this loop here, which is the staff training loop. We have this loop here, which is the security responsibilities balancing loop. Then we have this here. Which is the other closed loop. So we have three closed loop there. And the last one, we go over most paths, that is the information security management system one. That involves everything. It involves as determining management tasks, assigning tasks, including the security training, and so on, so as to close the loop. Okay? So that was in the second part. Now, the third stage, systematization. Let me increase it. In the systematization loop, we added this part here. And that's now about doing all this process in a way that is more systematic. In the previous one, it depended much on pointing at the different responsibilities and people and so on. But still it's starting. It needs now to be defined in terms of systematic processes. And that's the loop here. And that will also help increase the security level. Again, forget about the polarities. I have to change them so that they fit. I will do that. So I will upload a new version of the slides with the correct polarization. But basically, we have now a new loop that you can follow through all this. That is a systematization of all the processes so far that started with in the small with individuals and so on, but then they need to be documented, systematized and so on, so that they become routines in the organization. That is the level three of the organization, of the maturity level. The security procedures are increasingly systematized in continuous improvement. That's basically what it is. Then number four, next stage, where we start creating a synergy between the company mission. What is a company mission? Well, it depends on the company. If the company is producing some sensors or whatever, it's electronic and so on, you want to make these sensors in the software secure and whatever. So it is about ensuring that the products, the services that a company has as a mission, that they are as secure as possible. And now we get these loops in a kind of faint violet color. Let me increase it a bit. So let's look at the loops. In order to create this synergy, it is important to motivate and to increase and to involve all the levels of the organization. You need utmost top management commitment. You need utmost staff commitment. It's about a culture of improvement in the organization. And then you see that these processes, by being reinforced to top management commitment, will also influence the staff commitment. It goes up and down. And that will create benefits in terms of gainings per month. And when you connect everything here, you see several loops. One loop that is top management commitment. You should follow all the arrows until they close. Another one that has to is staff effect on impact. another one that is benefit from stop and so on. In order to close the loops, you will have to make a path following all the time the arrows. So in top management commitment, I think that the loop will go this way, and then probably it goes here down and so on until it returns and so on. So basically this, the name of the loops, they are put in the most external part of the loop where it cannot be confused with another loop. So the top management, and also the names should indicate which is the most relevant variable. So top management commitment, you need to have a loop that involves this one. Benefits from staff will include this variable and staff commitment. So it will go like this, like this, like this, like this. And effect of the staff on impact will go like this. And then here, there is only one possibility here. And then you have to go around until it comes here, back. There are more loops in the diagram that actually have got a name. But the loops are those that are considered to be most important. So that will be the loop defining or the part of the model that shows how increased top management and staff commitment will create tangible benefits for the company through better products and services. Then, the next, secure products and services. What this slide adds is the red part here that I am going to increase. And in that, the most important parameter is security design products and services. By the way, in the names, you do see in brackets some indication as to what kind of indicators you will be measuring. So number of products or quality of products, quality of service, for instance, that is that. And by having this and connecting it, top management commitment will influence the quality of security designs, products, and services. Again, I will take care of the polarities. And this will influence the market share. It will influence the benefits. And implemented processes and controls will have impact on security designs, products, and services, and so on. So in this level, which is the fifth one, I think, by implementing more and more security in the products, we will increase added value to the company products and services. And then finally, the sixth level, leading secure company. And here the emphasis in the green ones, the added part, is on marketing and visualizing, exploiting the advantage of being a company that has added value in secure products and services. So it's about external communication that will hopefully increase the market share, that will be influenced by how many processes that are implemented, by the security of the products, and by top management commitment. And that creates now reinforcing loops. By the way, you had already reinforcing loop in the previous stage. Security innovation promoted by top management. Security innovation promoted by processes. Now you have product and service communication as a reinforcing loop. Leading secure company, the advantages of being visible will also create benefits. And process communication will also be things that the market will recognize and so on. So it's about re-upping the benefits. So this model, which I quick and dirty transferred from the next model that I am going to show, but in changing the names, sometimes you get different polarities. Let me explain how this could happen. Let me explain the reason. I'm going to stop this for the time being, and I'm going to go to sharing application. And I'm going to show you Vensim and create a very simple model. Very, very, very simple. So, let me consider allocation to security and how this influences security. So obviously, this will be positive polarity. But suppose that instead of the positive aspect security, I use the negative aspects of vulnerabilities. So let me delete this. I could express the same theme here by putting vulnerabilities. But because vulnerabilities is the opposite of security, the same logic will lead now to negative polarity. So what happened when I quick and dirty and quick transferred, changed some names in the causal loop diagrams from the environmental management model that I am going to show in the next slides. So actually I substituted positive things by negative or the other way around. Something that was negative, I substituted by positive. Then I should have changed the polarity accordingly. But I forgot to check the polarity, and that's why there were a number of wrong polarities, which I will correct in the slides and upload the corrected version. Okay? So with that, we stop sharing. And I go back to the slides. And the last slide that I show was this. And this is, as I said, a proposal in six stages for information security that could be used as inspiration. I am not saying that the result of a master study will exactly lead to that. Rather, I would argue that we could consider the possibility of a project to develop a maturity model for your organization using causal loops and perhaps adapting the simulation model that I am going to show in a moment. So with that, we go now to a real conducted study. So during 4 years, from 2009 to 2013, Marta Ormazabal got her PhD conducting a group model building process on environmental management maturity models for industrial companies at the University of Navarra, Faculty of Engineering in Spain. And I was principal opponent and chair of the PhD defense. I don't know how much you know about PhD processes. When the project is finished, the candidate writes the whole thing together, that's the thesis, and then it is first considered at the level of its own university, and if it is considered to be good enough, then it is now accepted for defense. And in the defense, that's different in different universities. In Spain, you have an expert group of five people, two professors for their own institution, and three externals. And then there is a chair, which has to be an external one, and I was the external one. And then the candidate first presents an overview of her work. Then the opponents, the members of the defense group, of the expert group, start asking questions.